This is KUT. Summer doesn't officially start until June 21st, but good luck telling that to the kids enjoying their first day of summer vacation. Hold on a second. Here at KUT, today is actually the first day of class. We're kicking off a series called Summer School. Every Friday, KUT reporters will learn a new skill or craft from people around town who are experts in that field. We begin today with art class. KUT's Joy Diaz headed out to Wimberley for Introduction to Glassmaking.
As soon as I get out of the car, I feel a little out of place in my corporate attire.
You do have flats, right?
Tim DeYoung has owned Wimberley Glassworks for more than 30 years. He's the lead artist there. High heels are not allowed in his studio.
What do you got? You got mine, girl? You're going to like fall into the grate and break your heel.
Turns out the shoes were not the only part of my outfit that's out of place.
You have a synthetic top that will melt your body if you get near the furnace. You have jewelry on which will burn your body and your shoes. Forget it.
DeYoung gets me a cotton shirt. I put on a pair of jeans I have in the car.
I guess I need to get started.
You do.
Fully transformed, I stand in front of the heating chamber, where the raw material lies. In it, molten glass waits to be transformed. At 2300 degrees, the glow is magnificent and powerful.
And you're going to use the door as a shield.
I feel the makeup on my face almost melting. DeYoung hands me a rod that's almost as tall as I am.
There's a lot to remember, because it's very unnatural to handle the material.
Yeah. I'm supposed to stick the rod in the melting pot and use it like a giant straw to pull out the glass that I'll be working with. The glass is soft as honey.
Okay, there's, you know, you think walking and chewing gum is difficult. You have to walk, you have to turn the rod, you have to hold the rod level. If you hold it up and you turn around quickly, you're going to hit me in the face with it. I don't want you to do that. I can heal better on my legs than I can on my face. Please remember to hold it level.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
I pull out some melted glass and keep turning it, like a fork full of spaghetti. That's how the glass stays on the rod. But suddenly the giant straw feels heavy. Maybe it'd be easier if my hands moved closer to the middle. Thankfully, DeYoung stops me.
Even though there's no color on there, it is 1400 degrees. And that is probably the most dangerous thing in a studio when you're first starting is you don't realize something's hot, but it's really hot.
The next steps are easier. The goal was to shape the glass into a sphere, to make my very first marble by rolling the glass on a table.
Nice, even strokes. When you change directions, let up in your pressure. Okay, look at that. That is really beautiful.
A clear sphere emerges, almost perfect.
Voila.
But nothing like the majestic pieces DeYoung has on display. There's one piece, though, that's not majestic. A simple marble. It almost looks the same as mine. It lies in a frame with a plaque.
It has the first piece I made. It has my 1979 college ID, and it has a quote under it. It says, "Every dream starts somewhere."
DeYoung's dream was very different from his father's. Dad wanted him to go to college. As a 17-year-old, DeYoung argued he wanted to be an artist. One night, father and son faced off.
The next day, he came up to me with $300 and a one-way ticket to Seattle. We lived in New Jersey at the time. And he said, "You work your way home. If you don't want to go to college, we'll talk." And it was the best damn thing the guy ever did for me, because it taught me where absolute bottom is.
DeYoung's absolute bottom came when he ended up homeless, all in pursuit of his dream. But the pursuit paid off. He now has 11 artists working under him. He's now a father, and he says he could not be happier. Admiring my marble, I wonder, maybe I've got a future in glass too. Look what I've already accomplished. How hard could it be?
I always say it takes 3 to 5 years to become a beginner. So you have to be super, super patient or love being frustrated.
Maybe I'll just strive to be the best journalist I can be. After all, that is my original dream. Joy Diaz, KUT News.